The Ndlovu Youth Choir has shot to worldwide fame as one of the major discoveries to be featured on the America's Got Talent stage. And they've released a string of incredible recordings, albums, and videos that have gone super viral. They've just returned from a European tour before they jet off to the US to play Carnegie Hall in New York in the not-too-distant future. And it seems like a kind of South African fairy tale story in many ways. And Ralph Schmidt is the man with a front-row seat to the story as it unfolds. Ralph is the multi-talented driving force behind the Ndlovu Youth Choir, and he joins me on the line right now for a special interview ahead of the choir's hotly anticipated show in Ballito at the Manor House on Saturday the 3rd of June as part of the build-up to the ZA Fest. Ralph, welcome to Radio Life and Style, and thanks for joining us on the line. How are you doing today?
No, I'm great, and thanks so much for having me.
Man, we're really excited to catch the magic of the Ndlovu Youth Choir right here on the North Coast. But take us back, if you can, to how the Ndlovu Youth Choir came about in the first place.
So we have our roots at an NGO called the Ndlovu Care Group, which is out in Mutse, which is about 30 km from KwaZulu-Natal, 2 hours from Joburg. And the choir started as an after-school project, you know, just to give the kids something to do. I used to go through once or twice a week, and we just rehearsed for a few hours, and it was very much a community project. I then started hearing guys using the word chilling, and chilling meant, you know, if I asked them, what are you doing? And they say, chilling. It means, you know, I'm either dropped out of school, or I don't have money to go to varsity, or there's no job. So I thought, well, let's try and turn this thing professional and generate some income for these guys as a youth job creation project. And yeah, it just progressed beyond our wildest dreams and imagination. So we now have 30 choristers, and many of them are pretty much working full-time for the choir.
Gee whiz, what a success story. From chilling to now wowing audiences on stages at home and around the world. And looking at the shape of the choir as it stands today compared to when you first started, how has it evolved and what does it currently look like? I believe you've actually, I just saw a post on Instagram saying you've now got two full sort of interchangeable choirs. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So we've got a full group of 32 choristers, and we usually tour internationally with 12 choristers and all perform between 12 and 15 choristers, so we interchange and rotate them. So to ensure that there's absolutely no choir A or choir B, it's just on everyone's on a rotation cycle. And for example, the choir, we're actually off to Germany again for another private performance in Düsseldorf on Wednesday. Wow. So there's a group that just got back from Europe on Monday will be swapped with the group that was at home. And vice versa. As for each trip that we do, we interchange them.
Amazing. And obviously that structure now gives you a lot more possibility, a lot more longevity, and you can make sure that everyone is fresh and that the show is absolutely world-class no matter where you're performing.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, it's important to us. I think a lot of artists, as they progress, you know, you naturally gravitate towards an international market purely because it's a lucrative market. But to us, it's extremely important to maintain our local links and not just perform overseas. So to continue having a group based in South Africa at all times, that we can accept any South African and a group of absolute high world-class quality. So it's more than just refreshing the group. It's ensuring that we can still share our love with Mzansi and perform wherever we can.
Beautiful. I love that model. And let's look at the music and the inspiration behind the music of the Ndlovu Youth Choir. Where does it come from?
Yeah, well, I do all the musical arrangements, and we've got a team of, you know, I write the music of the original songs, and we've got some of the guys that help me with the isiZulu lyrics. I was a school in KZN, so I speak very little Zulu, but I rather call it Zulungu. they help me with the lyrics, but you know, to me, it's every song has to obviously be suitable for a youth group, and it's got to have space for us to do our thing. So you think of Higher Love that we performed at AGT.
Yeah.
Bring me a higher, because bring me a higher. Ooh, yeah, level. You know, it's got to have those little gaps for us to be able to fill in.
Mm.
And if the song lends itself to us, and I hear parts for us to do, then we'll take it on.
it has this unmistakable flavor, this Ndlovu Youth Choir magic, once you've, you know, adapted it or uncovered it or added your spin on it. And looking at some of the biggest highlights of the choir's recent journey, I mean, there are so many. You just scroll through your social media and you see these incredible pics. Are there any that really stand out for you in your mind?
Well, I'll tell you the one, to me, one of the great highlights of the choir, may come as a surprise, but it's one of our former choristers that's about to qualify as a pharmacist.
Wow.
And you know, that to me transcends all the big stages and bright lights and because that means there's meaningful change in someone's life. We've also got a former chorister of ours, Tipo Schleser, who's our resident sound engineer. He toured throughout Europe with us, working on different sound desks every night. He mixes our full show. He does all our major performances. He's going to mix the show in Bryant Park, part of the Carnegie Hall Festival. So those sort of success stories of the choristers moving on and self-actualizing, to me, are the highlights. But I mean, performance highlights, you know, obviously all the AGT performances, but we also had a fantastic performance in KZN at Splashy Fen.
Yes.
And that was just, it was mad. I mean, the crowd just carried us on their shoulders, you know, from the first note to the last, to the point that we actually had guys stage diving and crowd surfing. So
wow.
it was loads of fun, and we look forward to some more stage diving and crowd surfing in Belize.
Oh yeah, man. Well, look, we've got a special spot in our hearts for the Ndlovu Youth Choir, and as you say, your KZN really comes alive when you guys are on home soil here. And what's next in the journey for the Ndlovu Youth Choir? What exciting things are on the horizon?
Yeah, so I mean, we're in and out of various international tours throughout the year. We back off to Europe this week on Monday. We literally, you know, rotating choirs every 5 days or every week, and then it's either to a performance somewhere on the African continent or one-off shows in the States. We're doing a full concert tour of Europe again in July, which was the highlight being the North Sea Jazz Festival. And then, of course, we've got the show in New York in August, and then in November, we're doing a full concert tour of the United States. So it really is. It's very exciting. There's also various inquiries from Japan, from Australia, from Singapore. So it's global. It's for us, it's just about managing time zones and workloads. And like I said, it's very, very important to us that we have a group locally based to continue performing in South Africa.
It sounds like things have gotten so big. In such a relatively short space of time, could you ever have foreseen things panning out this way? And what keeps you going at the end of the day?
You know, it's interesting you say it's got so big so quickly. It was this big in 2020 before the pandemic. We also had 7 international tours planned. That was straight after we were in AGT in 2019.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking at the pandemic, I'm like, wow, this thing's just come at the worst possible time for us. You know, we're just at the top of our wave and now everything shut down. But it was actually a blessing in disguise, because it gave us a chance to realign our focuses, to develop some repertoire, to really get our structures properly organized and in place, and position ourselves in a healthy spot to take on. I think we would have all burnt out had it not been for the pandemic. So I mean, I never thought it would pick up this quickly after the pandemic, to be honest with you. And it's a huge sense of relief that all that hard work that was put into that AGT journey and the success that came from it has borne some fruit. And we also worked extremely hard in the pandemic. I mean, we grew our social media to 2.5 million followers. Someone counted for us the other day that we've had close to 1 billion views online.
Wow.
So, and that's just from content created. So we tried to remain relevant in the pandemic, and I think we've seen the benefits of that.
Absolutely. We just are counting the days, counting the minutes for your arrival on the North Coast. The fan base here is seriously hungry, you know, on the back of your bringing down the house at Splashy Fen. The word has spread. And we're really looking forward to a firing concert. Looking at the bigger picture, though, your hopes and dreams for the choir going forward, what would you say those are?
I would say, you know, I said to someone once that my great hope and dream is to lose all my choristers. because that means they found something outside of the choir that they can do for the rest of their lives, keeping in mind we're a youth choir. So, you know, we as our choristers get older, they need to reskill themselves. And I think for us, that's a very serious priority. And at this point, it would probably be my greatest goal is to try and encourage them to take on projects beyond the choir. But I mean, from a professional perspective of the choir, I think to have them all meaningfully employed and earning wages that are beyond just sustainability, looking after themselves, but also providing them an opportunity to study what they want to study or to reinvest in businesses that they may want to open or something like that, so that we can create through the choir a platform for meaningful change.
I think that's so special that you've got that forward-looking perspective and understanding that this is a really special time in these young people's lives. They get to be a part of this incredible thing. There's a springboard to their next chapter, whatever that may be, and it's a vision that we want to see grow and flourish. And you know, if we can support the choir on the home front, we really just want to keep our eyes and ears on the story, on the journey as it unfolds. And we know that it's spreading hope, not just locally but around the world. Do you have a message for your fans on the North Coast ahead of your local gig?
Yeah, Splashy Finn was our second public performance in KZN. Every time we've come to KZN, we've just been welcomed with such love and support. So we're extremely excited to. I mean, everyone's always excited when you come up from Gauteng or Limpopo, but to come to the North Coast, to know that you could be coming to do a fantastic performance with a beautiful audience, just fills us with joy and excitement. A warning to everybody that comes, they need to please bring their dancing shoes, because it's going to be wild.
Bring your dancing shoes, bring your A game. It's going to be an absolute jewel. And we are counting, as I say, the seconds until the 3rd of June rolls around. It's going to be an epic family day out, big time. The Indlovu Youth Choir, supported by Veranda Panda, the Black Lapels, and Freddie L on Saturday, the 3rd of June at Manor House. The day kicks off at 2 p.m., rolling into the afternoon with a family-friendly vibe, safe parking, food vendors, bar facilities, kids' play area. Tickets available right now via webtickets.co.za. And spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family. It's going to be one to remember, and you don't want to miss this one. My special guest on the line with me, Ralph Schmidt, the man behind the Indlovu Youth Choir. And Ralph, we can't wait to see you. Wishing you all the best between now and your big gig here on the home front. And good luck with all of the juggling, all the international stuff in the works as well. We'll catch up when you're on our North Coast line. What do you say?
That sounds great. I'd love to. And thank you very much.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.